Chapter 59. Tips. Be quiet, sir. Apostrophe, my wife. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed the valorous Tips, who was clearly under the influence of gin and water, and a misplaced attachment. I ate her. Oh, hands. When I was in the volunteer corps, in 1800 and apostrophe, I declare I'll scream. Be quiet, sir, will you? Apostrophe, another bounce and a scuffle. What's that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Tips, with a start. What's what? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Agnes, stopping short. Why that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, ah, you have done it nicely now, sir, apostrophe, sobbed the frightened Agnes, as a tapping was heard at Mrs. Tips' bedroom door, which would have beaten any dozen woodpeckers hollow. Apostrophe, Mrs. Tips. Mrs. Tips. Apostrophe, called out Mrs. Bloss. Apostrophe, Mrs. Tips, pray get up. Apostrophe, here the imitation of a woodpecker, was resumed with tenfold violence. Oh, dear, dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed the wretched partner of the depraved Tips. She's knocking at my door. We must be discovered. What will they think? Apostrophe, 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 Mrs. Tips. Mrs. Tips. Apostrophe, screamed the woodpecker again. What's the matter? Apostrophe, apostrophe, shouted Gobler, bursting out of the back drawing room, like the dragon at Astley's. Oh, Mr. Gobler. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mrs. Bloss, with a proper approximation to hysterics. I think the house is on fire, or else there's thieves in it. I have heard the most dreadful noises. Apostrophe, the devil you have. Apostrophe, apostrophe, shouted Gobler again, bouncing back into his den, in happy imitation of the aforesaid dragon, and returning immediately with a lighted candle. Why, what's this? Wispoddle. Tompkins. O'Bleary. Agnes. What the deuce? All up and dressed? Apostrophe, astonishing. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Bloss, who had run downstairs, and taken Mr. Gobler's arm. Call Mrs. Tips directly, somebody, apostrophe, said Gobler, turning into the front drawing room. What? Mrs. Tips and Mr. Evenson, apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Tips and Mr. Evenson. Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated everybody, as that unhappy pair were discovered. Mrs. Tips seated in an armchair by the fireplace, and Mr. Evenson standing by her side. We must leave the scene that ensued to the reader's imagination. We could tell how Mrs. Tips forthwith fainted away, and how it required the united strength of Mr. Wispoddle and Mr. Alfred Tompkins to hold her in her chair, how Mr. Evenson explained, and how his explanation was evidently disbelieved. How Agnes repelled the accusations of Mrs. Tips by proving that she was negotiating with Mr. O'Bleary to influence her mistress's affections in his behalf, and how Mr. Gobler threw a damp counterpane on the hopes of Mr. O'Bleary by avowing that he, Gobler, had already proposed to, and been accepted by, Mrs. Bloss, how Agnes was discharged from that lady's service. How Mr. O'Bleary discharged himself from Mrs. Tips' house, without going through the form of previously discharging his bill, and how that disappointed young gentleman rails against England and the English, and vows there is no virtue or fine feeling extant, except in Ireland. Apostrophe, we repeat, that we could tell all this, but we love to exercise our self-denial, and we therefore prefer leaving it to be imagined. The lady whom we have hitherto described as Mrs. Bloss is no more. Mrs. Gobler exists. Mrs. Bloss has left us forever. In a secluded retreat in Newington Butts, far, far removed from the noisy strife of that great boarding house, the world, the enviable Gobler and his pleasing wife revel in retirement. Happy in their complaints, their table, and their medicine, wafted through life by the grateful prayers of all the purveyors of animal food within 3 miles round. We would willingly stop here, but we have a painful duty imposed upon us, which we must discharge. Mr. and Mrs. Tips have separated by mutual consent, Mrs. Tips receiving one moiety of 43 L15s. 10D, which we before stated to be the amount of her husband's annual income, and Mr. Tips the other. He is spending the evening of his days in retirement, and he is spending also, annually, that small but honorable independence. He resides among the original settlers at Walworth, and it has been stated, on unquestionable authority, that the conclusion of the volunteer story has been heard in a small tavern in that respectable neighborhood. The unfortunate Mrs. Tips has determined to dispose of the whole of her furniture by public auction, and to retire from a residence in which she has suffered so much. Mr. Robbins has been applied to conduct the sale, and the transcendent abilities of the literary gentleman connected with his establishment are now devoted to the task of drawing up the preliminary advertisement. It is to contain, among a variety of brilliant matter, 78 words in large capitals, and 6 original quotations in inverted commas. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.